number 12,355, Charles F. and Sharon M. Schultz, seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Members of the board might remember this from the meeting of September 9th. It was tabled to allow further consideration by the board. It was for a 2.6-foot variance on the required 5-foot side yard requirement for HVAC units. This is the development in Swan Keys where the applicant has noted the disability and seeks to maximise the internal layout.
Now, I know, Dr. Carson, I believe you were not at that meeting. Have you had a chance to review the record and the evidence in the record?
I have.
Are you prepared to discuss and vote on this application?
I am.
All right, thank you.
Did we ask if they could be moved to the back?
Yes, we did.
And they didn't want to?
To the back towards the lagoon?
Yeah.
I think they were worried that if there was any flooding, that that's where it would occur back there.
But couldn't it be raised? You see them raised down there all the time. I don't think, nobody asked that question, I don't think. Did they?
We did.
Any more discussion?
I just note for the record, this is also one where I believe they were looking at first floor living because of one of the parties there. So, just a reminder on that.
Was that handicapped?
Yes.
It was handicapped, okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
Reading it here, going to the back and having it raised, if I'm reading this correct, it's 2.3 feet, correct?
Correct.
Would that be based on the size of these units? Would that be, I'm trying to think if that would be less of a variance or if it would be, if it would comply, if it was raised like Mr. Workman said?
The question would not be to the extent it could be raised. The question would be its depth.
Yes.
And right. If you look at the survey, the distance between the lagoon and the rearmost elevation is 10 feet. And within that area, the question is, could it be accommodated? So
yes.
Theoretically, there is potentially room there, but we did not have testimony as to whether it could or couldn't. Academically, there's potentially an avenue there if it were elevated.
I believe the applicant's testimony was that there was concern about it being costly and perhaps inefficient. I think, if I recall, were the reason.
And there is a concern here, obviously, with the internal layout, given the applicant's physical needs, I think.
I also note that this home has not been built yet either, so you have that as well.
So he can change those things up to make it apply.
This is one of the lots that has received some of the benefit of the reduced setbacks, as it is a smaller lot. And that, you may notice, is the reason why it has a 5-foot side yard setback requirement rather than 10-foot. So it's one of the ones that benefited from that ordinance change last year.
And we're as far as we can get to the front, correct? At 10?
Correct. It's L-shaped, but yes, it steps within the 10-foot setback. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Is
Again, entertain a motion.
So academically speaking, you'll think they can fit?
Concerns were raised during the hearing, so they think they can't. If you look at the spacing and the depth, there is a gap there.
Right.
But I'm just looking at a two-dimensional drawing, and we have no evidence either way as to other obstacles they may face.
But as Mr. Workman has stated, Jane has stated, is that it's yet to be built.
Correct.
Yeah, I think the issue before you all is whether it could be developed in strict conformity with the code. And if not, if there is some uniqueness to the property, that is the reason they cannot.
And I know they stated that there was a lot of variances in the development, but I don't know if there's a lot of variances for proposed. It could be existing. So
I might be able to speak to that a little bit, Mr. Williamson. Historically, in this community, this is the Swan Keys community, the board saw a lot of variance applications. We have not seen as many, and Mr. Workman and Ms. McGee would probably be able to speak to this as well, we have not seen as many since the implementation of the small lot ordinance. The reason for that was there were 10-foot side yard setbacks on these properties that made a narrow lot much smaller. And often that led to folks picking a side where they would ask for side yard variance. In many cases, around 5 feet. Now, there's certainly some that were not, that could be larger or smaller, but that was what we would sometimes see. Since we've had the small lot ordinance implemented, and Mr. Whitehouse probably explained this, I think we've seen less applications from this community. So while there have been some, I'm not sure that all of those that are noted perhaps on the record there would have been with this new ordinance in place. And the idea of the new ordinance was to help give some relief to these types of lots where they were narrower so that they're not bound to the greater setback requirements that a larger lot perhaps would be.
It's a three-story, right?
I believe it was two.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it was elevated.
The survey doesn't say, but again, my belief is it's two.
I believe it's a two-story. Ms. Chair, I make a motion that we approve case 12355 for Charles and Sharon M. Schultz. I believe they have met all criteria required to grant a variance.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Already been stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Nay.
And I vote no. So for a vote of 3-2, the application is approved.